Chapter 34. The issue has been resolved. When Buck got back to his farm, Richie greeted him with the news that he was going to have a baby brother or sister. Luther looked sheepish when Buck asked who the father was. Iris just swatted him with her apron, then said,
"You know dang well who the papa is, mister."
"Well, shouldn't someone go into town and tell Mr. Anderson he's going to be a daddy?"
Buck said with a big grin. This joke got him another swat. Although he was happy for them, at the same time it made him realize how empty his own life really was. Buck wanted someone in his life to share all that he had accomplished, not wanting to go to his grave having never known the joy Luther was now experiencing. Feelings are strange creatures. You cannot force them no matter how hard you try. Either you have them for someone or you do not. Buck tried being more social in the community, dating several of the available young women. Yet none made him feel anything more than lust. He wanted the same love that his parents had shared, something that went beyond mere physical attraction. After months of trying to force something to happen in his love life, Buck gave up. He felt he was destined to go through this world alone. Allison may have been his one opportunity for true happiness. She and Luke had a chance now that her mother was no longer in the picture. Buck was truly happy for them. He buried himself in his work, thinking no more of romance. Those types of thoughts just make a man pathetic. At least that was what he tried to convince himself. If he worked a state of exhaustion, he would not have time for such idle thoughts of love, babies, and whatnot. Besides, he still had Richie, and he was almost a son to Buck. Even though Buck shared him with his mother and Luther, it was the time that Richie spent with Buck that meant the most to him. Buck had to admit that he did spoil Richie a bit, failing to see any faults in the lad, even when those faults stood out plain to everyone else. This blind devotion is what led Buck to the schoolyard one autumn morning. Richie had come home the day before with a black eye, given to him by a bigger new kid in his class. Buck was infuriated and showed up the next morning at the school just after the bell rang, planning on giving the new teacher a piece of his mind, then maybe slapping this big kid if he gave him any lip. Teachers are supposed to control the children and keep them from harming each other. Buck had practiced this speech all the way to town, getting madder the nearer he got to the school. By the time he walked into the classroom, Buck was ready to beat somebody's ass. Student or teacher, it really did not matter which. Then he saw the new teacher. From behind, she looked as small as one of her students. Her long black hair flowed over soft shoulders and cascaded halfway down her back. The floor-length skirt fastened at her narrow waist strained to conceal a set of full hips. When she turned to see who had intruded into her classroom, Buck was stunned to see how beautiful she was. She had a strong jawline and a little button of a nose that turned up slightly on the end. Her eyes were a lovely shade of blue. They looked like the western sky on a sunny day. Her starched long-sleeved blouse and high collar only slightly masked the fullness of her breasts. If Buck's teachers had looked that good, he would still be in school. Disarmed by her beauty, he almost forgot the purpose of his being there until she asked coldly,
"How may I help you, sir?"
I wanted to talk to you about the fight yesterday,"
Buck stammered, as he removed his hat as if he was one of her students.
"That issue has been resolved,"
turning back to her blackboard.
"What do you mean it's been resolved?"
as he slapped his hat back on his head.
"I have given both boys extra assignments as punishment for fighting,"
she said, without turning around.
"Hold up there, lady. I want the name of the boy who beat up Richie."
"Sir, I must ask you to leave my classroom. You are causing a disturbance."
she said in a stern teacher voice that had no effect on him now.
Come here, Richie.
Richie reluctantly came to his side. Buck's anger and presence in his class was causing Richie some embarrassment.
Point out the boy that beat you up,
Buck ordered angrily. Richie just stared at the floor, with his face turning red. The rest of the class turned toward a big boy in the back row. Little wonder he had bested Richie. He stood a good head taller and was 20 pounds heavier. He was almost the size of a man. Buck was about to let the whole matter pass when this overgrown bully did something that truly upset him. The big boy made the mistake of smirking at Richie, as though he was enjoying Richie's embarrassment. It was bad enough that he had hurt Richie, but for him to now take some sort of sick pleasure out of Richie's discomfort angered Buck to the point that he removed his pistol, handed it to Richie, and commanded,
"Shoot that little bastard."
The whole class ducked to the floor, leaving a clear shot to the bully in the back row. Richie raised the pistol and pointed it straight at the boy's heart, just as Buck had taught him. Realizing his mistake, Buck grabbed the gun just as Richie squeezed the trigger. The hammer slammed down onto the back of Buck's hand instead of the bullet. Otherwise, the class would have had one less pupil. Seeing how near he had just come to being killed, the bully passed out cold and fell from his seat to the floor with a loud thud, hitting the corner of the desk on his way down. Now both boys would be sporting shiners.
What in God's name do you think you're doing? Have you lost your mind?
Resolving the issue,
Buck said calmly as he holstered his gun. He then turned and left the classroom. The bully never bothered Richie again, or anyone else for that matter.